and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Real glad that you could join us again. I'm going to be speaking this morning with Mr. David Weaver, CEO of AFIX BioCleanse Systems Incorporated. He's joining us here on the program to talk about the world's first proprietary non-alcohol, non-toxic, and hydrogen-based cleaning technology. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, David Weaver.
Thank you, Neil. I'm really happy to be here with you on the program.
Well, give our listeners a bit of your background to look into your area of expertise, and then let's talk about AFIX BioCleanse Systems.
Okay. I hold over 40 years of experience in engineering and design, and I am responsible for the creation of much of the AFIX proprietary formulas. Previously, I spent 2 decades as an optical engineer at Eastman Kodak Company, where I earned a name for myself by streamlining the company's technology and operations, training its teams around the world for innovative photography products. Following my role at Eastman Kodak Company, I went on to form my own digital camera company, where I led the company to sell over $100 million in the first year through my innovations. I also helped Motorola launch the first ever camera phone. And at the time I created AFIX, I was looking for a technology that was destructive in nature and also a way to provide secure, non-toxic, water-based solutions for killing germs.
Destructive yet beneficial.
Well, destructive to the current technologies such as chlorine, hydrogen peroxide, and those types of chemicals.
Now, what you've developed there at AFIX is a non-alcoholic, non-toxic, and hydrogen-based cleaning technology. Now, the hand sanitizers and all of the cleaning products that I'm aware of have some alcohol in them, and they are very toxic. let's talk about this new technology that you've developed there at AFIX.
Yes, not only is alcohol toxic, it's also very flammable. And, you know, a lot of static electricity this time of the year, if you're using it and rubbing it on surfaces, can create fires. So you need to be careful with that as well. Our product starts out with a very clean water system that we have at our factory. We had some chemicals to drive the hydrogen ions to become stuck on water droplets. And the thing about the technology, and people have known about hydronium for years, which is H3O. But in creating H3O, one of the byproducts of that technology is that it's very not stable at all. Mm-hmm. And so the hydrogen ion escapes the water droplet and everything goes back to the way nature intended it to be, hydrogen as itself and water as itself. Our trade secret technology has found a way to drive those hydrogen ions to be stuck through those water droplets. We create about 80% of our solution is H5O2. So if you think about two water droplets capturing a hydrogen ion, that's what we do. It's very stable. It'll last for eternity until it sees a way to discharge its energy. And when it sees a germ cell, either gram negative or gram positive, the hydrogen ion attacks that cell and pierces the cell wall and kills it immediately.
What is this called? What's the brand name for this technology?
It's called High IQ Water.
High IQ Water.
Yeah, for hyperionic quotient. It's an abbreviation for hyperionic quotient, which is a word that most people can't say 3 times in a row.
and who would want to?
It's a
mouthful. Yeah. Now, you say that there are two types of germs that it's effective against.
Germs usually have a positive or negative charge on their cell walls. So we attack not only the common germs like E. coli and Salmonella, we also attack MRSA. We've done testing against the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. We've been very effective. We've done just about, we've done probably over 100 germs at this point in time. And through our existence and experimentation, we found from that our IIQ technology not only will kill pathogens and germs, but it'll also kill insects. So one of the interesting phenomena we found was that insects have exoskeletons, so they don't have a skin. Hydrogen won't pierce skin. So, you know, animals, humans aren't impacted by the hydrogen, but pests like fire ants, black flies, you name it, bed bugs are impacted by the hydrogen ion and are instantaneously killed.
Now, aren't there other products on the market that claim non-toxicity that do the same thing? How is high IQ water different from current things that are out there?
Well, currently there are some water-based products, hand sanitizer products, but what they have been utilizing is a quaternary ammonium compound, generally benzochronium chloride. There's also benzethonium chloride. But here again, these are very active salts, similar to the same action that chlorine or hydrogen peroxide uses. They burn through the cell walls. Okay. And what's been discovered over time is that germs become resistant to those attacks from chemical sources. That's how MRSA got created. It used to be Staphylococcus aureus until it learned how to resist the chemical attacks, and it morphed into something called MRSA, which is highly contagious and very destructive to human cells.
You mentioned hand sanitizer briefly. You do have several products available. Is this particular product available in here in the United States? Is it FDA approved?
Well, to answer your first question, we are looking to the FDA for approval on our hand sanitizer using high IQ water. We've removed the benzochronium chloride because we want to be chemically free and environmentally safe. Due to the nature of the pandemic, I don't want to say that the FDA is overworked, but our application has been slowed due to the pandemic. Yeah, they got their hands full. But what we are trying to do initially is get GRAS approval, which is generally regarded as safe from the FDA, on our high IQ water solution. And that may happen in the next few months. Once that is achieved, we will then be able to propose an immediate approval for our hand sanitizer. We also are putting this into a hard surface cleaner. And it's going to be the same effect of high IQ solution for hard surfaces. And your last question involves our announcement this week that we are teaming up with a company in Europe called Corex. And Corex is going to take our product and distribute it throughout the European Union and several other countries.
Where can our listeners get some more information about AFEX BioCleanse Systems online?
Well, you can go to www.aphexus.com. So it's APHEXUS.com.
Great, great. Well, David, I appreciate you joining us here and giving us this information. Looking forward to experiencing some of these products once they become available.
Well, I thank you very much for inviting me.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with David Weaver. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Health Professional Radio.